Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour, coming to you 6 days a week with this Morning Connection podcast at this time, our daily ritual. It's your new daily ritual, that thing that you do when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, because you know it's good for you. It's good for you in the long run, right? This is your new daily discipline. We're checking in. We're going through this journey called life. I'm going to be getting you to focus on what it is you really want. We've got several ways to do that if you're new to this podcast. What we've done this first week is we got ourselves in the habit. We've sold ourselves on the fact that this is something that we want to do. We want to invest this time, devote it to ourselves and all the things that we really want. You know, if you're like me, you get really ambitious. Maybe you already realize the importance of doing things that most people don't really do, and that's really take the time to think about where they're going in life. And that's great. Having big goals, big dreams, takes a lot of courage to do that. You got to think outside the box. You got to think about things that are above and beyond just the day-to-day grind, what it takes you just to get by. You know, going to a job, taking care of family, paying the bills, those things that you've put yourself into this pattern, those responsibilities, that's the minimum that you have to do in life. And you got to break beyond that. You got to think beyond that. Be willing to work a couple more hours on your day. And if it's not on your job, maybe you've got ambitious plans on starting your own business. Or maybe it's not starting your own business. Maybe it's to get ahead at your job. And so maybe you do above and beyond what's expected to get a promotion later on, doing more than it's expected of you, more than what the average person would do. I mean, it's after those 40 hours a week. It's doing things beyond what you're expected to do that's going to get you that quality of life that you really want. Maybe you've already done that. You've already identified what it is you really want. You're willing to work those hours. And then the next step is that you even created a game plan. I will do this every single day, or I'll do it 5 days a week. And the hope, the plan is that doing those things, those daily disciplines, those extra things that the average man or woman won't do, that's going to get you to your dreams, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later. So you've done all those things, and you're fairly consistent at doing those things. You know, that's not enough. I mean, you got to be so sensory acute that you have to analyze, you have to assess, you know, on a continual basis. I don't know if you have that design to do that every month, every week, at the end of every single day, that you really monitor and assess if you're the things that you've decided that you need to do. Those things above and beyond what the average man will do, whoever that might be, you got to assess, monitor, and evaluate if they're truly getting you where you want to go. And that's where the challenge comes in. And that's what's so great about this Morning Connection podcast, just checking in every single day, because I'm not going to let you forget about those big goals that you promised yourself, especially when it's going to take a little bit of time for you to get there. How many times have you created some big goal and really hot on it, even, you know, took that action, got yourself to step up on a consistent basis, and then the newness of it started to wear off? You had other challenges, maybe just maintaining on the day-to-day grind. Those took up more space in your head. And then you stop thinking about that thing that you really wanted, that took that extra effort and that focus. Maybe you lost confidence. Maybe it's too painful to think about what it is you were really working towards because you didn't see the progress that you wanted, and it was too painful to think about that. Before you know it, you're not even thinking about what it is you really want anymore. And time has this way of sneaking up on us if we're not paying attention, if we don't have at least some sense of urgency to creatively find ways to squeeze in time, no matter how busy our schedule is, to go above and beyond. So here I am at 4:30 a.m. on the West Coast on Sunday, checking in with you. Do you take weekends off when it comes to your goals, or are you like me and in this competitive day and age that we live in, with so much information that's available over the internet, so many experts out there, so many great forms of information in whatever area of life we say we want to improve upon. It's just out there so much that it's making it so competitive for the best things in life, because everybody has access to this great information, this great inspiration, listening to this podcast, right? You could be competing, whatever it is you want. I mean, I have a lot of people who have been following me there into the bodybuilding and training lifestyle, right? Maybe they want to really take it to extreme and enter a contest someday. And if they've been following me for a while, they know how much importance I put on the mindset to, think big, to follow through, to be mentally and physically, emotionally flexible in the process, to be tenacious, to be persistent, to invite a certain amount of angst. So you do have that sense of urgency to follow through, know the importance of following through, and at the same time, being fair to yourself. They don't push yourself too hard, that you're not accepting everything that comes along with the journey, both good and bad, so you can enjoy the process somewhat along the way, and you can realize when you're winning, when you're moving forward, so that it's just not some grind because you put too much pressure, or you don't appreciate the great things on a consistent basis, or you're just filled with so much angst or so much uncertainty if this is ever going to happen, that you don't fall through, you don't push forward, right? It's this balance, it's the mindset. Well, everything that it takes, from the eating strategies, the working out strategies, the mindset, seeing other people who are competing for the same great things in life that you are, and let's just talk about that contest. Well, now you can see their blogs, their YouTube channels, their Facebook page, and see what they're pushing, how they're pushing themselves. And they can see their competition. So the internet has created a great world for you to become better, but it's also created a world where everyone around you can be better too. And I'm under the belief that, I use this technology. I use this technology in a way to help you. If you're listening to this on the Blog Talk Radio Network or on iTunes, I mean, this type of information, getting up at 4 o'clock to get ready to stand and deliver 6 days a week, just this Morning Connection podcast, taking advantage of it. I mean, I certainly don't look at this as a 40-hour-a-week job to get the greatest things in life. The options that I'm focused on for myself and my family and my family's family. And the way I'm going to do it is by constantly stepping up and providing value for you. So how are you looking at it? I mean, do you know you have to move more, you have to take more action, you have to take more risk on a consistent basis? What is that for you? What is it? What is that area in life that you really want? Like I said, the easy thing is the bodybuilding and training. I know that many of you are challenged with that, but I'll tell you this. How I'm pushing myself in business I own and operate Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding and supplement line. You can check out that sports nutrition line at massmachinenutrition.com. The amount of work, effort, passion, skill set, learning pushes me every single day at a level that bodybuilding and training, it makes that look easy. I joke around with a lot of my bodybuilding and training friends and followers, and I talk about, you're challenged with that, but if you really think about it, it's just going to the gym at a designated time and eating a certain amount of meals, all right? It's you against you. And although that's challenging at times, of course, it wouldn't be rewarding if it wasn't challenging. That there's not a whole lot of variables that go into that. So once you lock on, it's just a matter of you doing it. Most things in life aren't that simple. They take your flexibility because other people are involved. The variables aren't as few or as constant as just working out and eating right. So, you know, just a change in perspective of looking at it that way might make that journey a lot easier, right? So, you know, all these type of things, I'm just checking in with you every single day. We built up this relationship, this rapport, and I tell you, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to what I have to say in this internet full of this information, full of personalities or coaches or experts or gurus who are saying, hey, I can help you get from where you are right now, point A, to where you really want to go, point B. I can do it. Just listen to me. Do what I have to say. Look, I've got this blog. I've got this YouTube channel. I've got this podcast. I'll give you these tips from my Facebook page. Got so many people telling you that they can get you to where you want to go. And you're taking the time to listen to me. I just want to let you know, I appreciate that. I will not let you down. I will be giving you my all to make that happen because I appreciate that out of this internet full of people, you're taking the time to listen to me. Going to be here with you with this Morning Connection podcast 6 days a week. And on that one day, Saturday, you can come join my wife and I. We do this more than just muscles, strategies to help you become your very best both inside and outside of the gym. We do it 6 hours later on in the day, and that's a little bit more involved. We talk about current events and things that, you know, people like us, you know, I assume, and I'm generally right, if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, that we have this common bond. We may not be exactly the same, but with all the different areas in life to focus on and all the things that people like, we're more alike than we are different. And that's why you're listening to me right now and why you've been listening to me on a consistent basis. And that's where, you know, I kind of start everything. I make that assumption that you either are on this same journey as I am, focusing on very similar things, or you aspire to get on this path. And so last week, so here we are. This is a Morning Connection podcast number 106. All right. And for those of you who are new to the More Than Just Muscles website, morethanjustmuscles.com, that takes you over to Blog Talk Radio, which filters these podcasts over to iTunes, or you're listening from my Facebook page, whatever it might be. Go to skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. That's my website. Go over to skiplacour.com and click the podcast section. And you go back a few months and you'll see podcast, Morning Connection podcast 1 through 100 there. That's what started all this. So check those out. You know, if you love this stuff, if you know this is what you need, what I would love for you to do, what I think would be a great investment of your time, is to go to skiplacour.com, look for those Morning Connection podcasts, and you could put in Morning Connection and iTunes and see it too. Go to podcast number 91 through 100. And what I did there is I shared the 10 best lessons that I've learned in life so far. So if you know what I've done from the 6-time national champion bodybuilder, from the person who became skilled as a motivational speaker and creating one-on-one change in people, even that journey started even before my bodybuilding journey, on to creating the Manformation program that teaches men to take charge of their own lives and then start understanding how once they do that, they can lead other people through influence and persuasion. And, create these great, great win situations. More importantly, create the life that they really want. It's a series of strategies that had such an impact on men all over the world. Take charge of their lives. And the great thing about it, it's just me questioning their current beliefs or making them aware of certain things and maybe changing the way they look at them. And then implementing specific strategies on what they do. Easy strategies. All right. Now, I'll give you an example because, you know, the reason why I'm bringing up this Manformation program is it's had the most impact on people's lives more than anything else I've ever done. And I've done, I've pumped out a lot of information and inspiration to people. So one example about this Manformation program is I encourage you to be the person when you're in that group of people. You know, we've all been in that situation where we have maybe six or eight other friends. We all go to a restaurant and we may have our own date and we're not responsible for the whole table. I'm not saying that, hey, pick up everybody's meal, pick up the whole check. But maybe you've been through that uncomfortable time where the waiter or waitress, they don't even know who. They can't identify who the person is they should give this check to, who's the leader of the group, who's going to take care of this for the table, whether that means they pay for the whole thing or, you know, they work on getting everybody's cards and, you know, dividing it out. Somebody has to take charge of that, and they set it on the table, right, hoping that someone's going to take care of it. Hell, you've been in those situations wondering who is the person who's going to take care of this check. Right, and it just sits there, and you know there's this uncomfortableness because who's gonna go through the responsibility of dividing it all out, and it just sits there. Well, one of these simple strategies they talk about in the Manformation program is you be that man. I mean, you start thinking about you being in the role as a leader. Someone's got to take charge. Someone's got to be the leader. We all have been through that uncomfortable situation, so we already know even before we go to the restaurant, a situation like that may occur, that you just become that guy. That guy is a take charge kind of guy. It's not going to sit on the table where people feel uncomfortable, right? You're going to alleviate that challenge, that discomfort from other people. You're going to be the guy who picks up the check. And you already know that before you even enter the restaurant. I mean, you know what it is that you are going to do before you enter the restaurant. So you create this rapport with the waiter or waitress, and you don't have to tell them, hey, when the check comes, give it to me. It's just because you know your outcome, you know what's going to happen and how you're going to take charge before the meal even starts. You're creating that rapport, you're talking to the waiter or waitress, they're going to just naturally give it to you out of the eight people there. And if they don't, man, it doesn't sit there, you go, I got this. You know, you already have your phone out and the calculator out because you're ready to take on this. It's a very small burden taking charge of this for the people in your group. Right? But it's not that hard. And the reward of it, when you alleviate that, you take charge, and you know people have been through this uncomfortable situation, and you just immediately take charge, that influence that you have on other people. But more importantly, when you see how great that makes you feel and how much people appreciate that in the group, whether or not they tell you, you know that you've been through that situation before, you know you're alleviating a challenge for a lot of people. Right? So just think, there's tons of strategies in this Manformation program like that, where you just becoming aware of that and then you practicing it and stepping up just changes your world. It changes your perspective about what influence and persuasion and getting other people who are a very important part of your overall success, how to get them involved in the process. So it's not a whole bunch of touchy-feely thinking things, right? Pump you up, get you motivated, make you feel confident. There's a lot of specific strategies then that you just do just like that. It's filled with things just like that. And the feedback that I've gotten from men all around the world is that they're so simple, and once they became aware of it, they just immediately follow through and they saw the impact. I mean, I'm talking, you know, men who are winners in life already, and they got so much out of it. I mean, again, that program has made such an impact out of all the things that I've done. It's so much so that a good percentage of my one-on-one weekly coaching clients, they went through the Manformation program. They immediately saw its effect on their relationships, both intimate relationships, friendships, work relationships, the way that it made them feel about themselves, the confidence level, how people started responding to them. And then, you know, after they felt better, people started responding to them differently. And then it just created this momentum that just got higher and higher. They just wanted so much more of it. They come to me to take that on a one-on-one level, their particular situation, how they can step up more and more and more. And we go through weekly one-on-one checking and setting their priorities. You know, we get more specific because they use that information. I tell them, you know, someone says, wow, I love this stuff. And now, I also have a follow-up program to it, Manformation 2. Right, and then they get into that, and they just want more and more and more and more. And they say, well, you know, how can I get more of this? And they come to coaching, and I said, well, you can listen to that program with a specific goal in mind. Let's just say, for example, it's something simple like your bodybuilding and training efforts, or maybe you want to take it to a higher level. You can listen to that Manformation program, and all you can do is just focus on exactly that particular goal. If it's in your relationships, you know, you want to meet the woman of your dream or several women of your dreams, you can just listen to that Manformation program with that goal in mind and go through all the exercises, all the sessions that way. Or starting your own business. Right, that's how you take it to higher and higher levels, and I share that with them. Right, so you know whether it's the all these things that I've accomplished and that I've done, I realize, you know, I got to go through all this process that I'm saying to you over and over again to continually take it to the higher level. So I'm right here, you know, on this journey with you, and I realize, man, I got to feed my mind with this kind of stuff every single day. I can't forget about it, what it is that I want. And as we talk about that, you know, so right now you're in the pattern. You're in the pattern of when you download this podcast every 6 days a week or 7 days a week, if you want to add the More Than Just Muscles podcast. And I will go through your daily disciplines the same way as I do the other 6 days of the week. So that you keep this in mind during that podcast, too, that I do with my wife, Carrie. So you know when you download it. You now know at least 5 days a week when you have your schedule of school or work or whatever you're focusing on, whatever your main occupation is and your consistent times. When you actually listen to the Morning Connection podcast, this half hour we spend together, all right? You've signed up for the More Than Just Muscles Manformation, the Morning Connection, Mental Toughness, everything all rolled up in the one, this Morning Connection newsletter at sltips.com/22. That's sltips.com/22. And you get these emails where I take you through these mental toughness tips every single day, taking the 15, 20 seconds, 30 seconds max. Opening up your email every single day. So we create this, you know, connection. It grows stronger. You make these promises to yourself to follow through. And every single day that you do follow through, you build, you know, confidence and trust in yourself. Right? Every single time I stand and deliver and I have that podcast waiting for you and I take you through what I say I'm going to take you through, you build that trust and confidence in me. And you realize there are people in this world who do what they say, who follow through, who have this passion to create value in your life. Now it's all about you taking all this information and doing something with it, right? So you build trust in yourself to follow through. You build trust in others every single time that I follow through, that there are people like me who do what they say. And so your job in life is to fill your life with as many people like me as possible. And that's what creates the path to the extraordinary life that it is that you really want. So every single podcast, I'm going to take you through these 10-second daily disciplines, as I call them. And you should know the routine by now. What was that one thing you did yesterday that impressed even you? Take a moment to think about that. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? There's got to be one. May not be the most gigantic, earth-shaking moment in the world. You've had a lot better cool moments, but there's at least one. Think about that one. And this one is really important. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want. And that would take months of you stretching yourself, becoming your best you, stepping up and challenge yourself. If I think it, I must do it. Your best version of yourself. More times than not, and you must do that for a stretch of time, for weeks, for months, maybe even years, to actually accomplish, achieve, experience that thing you really want. What would that be? You know, take the time to think about that. And every single day, here we are, Morning Connection Podcast 106. By the time we get to Morning Connection Podcast number 150, let's say. I mean, these things, you're thinking about it all throughout the day because I've continually asked you these questions. You've been thinking about them. At this time, you start thinking about them all throughout the day. You start thinking about them when they're actually happening. You actually work towards creating them every single day. Man, you create so many of these situations that you don't know what the one thing's going to be because you've created so many in your life. But more importantly, you appreciate the journey while you're going through the journey. That's what these exercises are for. And when it comes to that thing that you really want, man, I'm not going to let you just settle because you're either going to be filled with so much angst because I'm making you think about something that may be challenging. You really want it, but getting there, just like anything else, there's that up and down and all around, that roller coaster ride that you go through on your way to getting the best things in life that are reserved for the most tenacious, most intelligent. And if you don't have intelligence, then you're the most persistent and most consistent. Those things, the greatest things in life, are reserved for people who are like that. And I'm not going to let you forget it. And I'm going to make you deal with that angst, that discomfort, because that discomfort is what's going to drive you to become your best self and step up every single day. Forgetting about it, taking the pressure off, that's not what's going to do it. So there's going to be a lot of times where you're not going to want to listen to this podcast because you hear this stuff, you know this stuff, you know what you should do. You may be even taking action. You just don't see yourself getting those results or even getting close to those results, and it can be disheartening. It can make you feel like quitting. Definitely not listening to this coming in, right? But I want you to persist anyway. I want you to push yourself past that discomfort for the greater good. In the end, that's how we stretch ourselves. That's how we grow. One more rep. One more rep. All right? So, again, checking in. I know I'm saying the same things in a lot of different ways, but success comes down to executing the fundamentals every single day, not some secret strategy all the time. If you just were to do all the things that you already know you should do, you're going to be well on your way. You throw on some mental and emotional sensory acuity on top of that, you're going to get there. And that's what this is all about. So as I end this Morning Connection podcast, like I said, it's Sunday morning. I am going to slam down this microphone, and I've got a full day of one-on-one phone consultations, right? Starting right 5 minutes when I'm done. All right, so if that is something that you're interested in, I want you to go to skiplacour.com, look for the one-on-one coaching. All right, I've got testimonials there, how this can help you. I can be talking directly into your life. So instead of this general type of broadcasting and talking about these things in general about life, like I'm doing right now over this podcast to everyone, I can just cut through all that and talk to you one-on-one every single week, 30 minutes, same day, same time. And we'll knock it down, all right? So check that out. I have only so many spots available in my week, but as you can tell, I'm crazy passionate about it, about helping you. And I really do believe in this age of so much information out there. It's not about information. It's about you being focused on what you really want, and it's about you following through on a consistent basis. I'll gladly be your coach to help you do that, to take your life to the next level and create that level of fulfillment that you really want. All right, so that's going to do it for this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.